Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for your word, Father God, which is light that just shines out of darkness into our hearts to refresh us for this day ahead, Father God, because daily we take up the cross, Lord. We take up your will. Your will be done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Greetings, precious disciples. Our readings is from Galatians chapter 4, verses 1 to 7.
Let me illustrate. As long as an heir is a minor, he's not really much different than a servant, although he's the master over all of them. For until the time appointed by the father, the child is under the domestic supervision of the guardians of the estate. So it is with us. When we were juveniles, we were enslaved under the hostile spirits of the world. But when the time of fulfillment had come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law. Yet all of this was so that he would redeem and set free those held hostage to the law, so that we would receive our freedom and full legal adoption as his children. And so that we would know that we are his true children, God released the spirit of sonship into our hearts, moving us to cry out intimately, "My Father, my true Father." Now we no longer living like slaves under the law, but we enjoy being God's very own sons and daughters. And because we're his, we can access everything our Father has, for we are his because of what God has done.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's beautiful. It says, you know, that yeah, there was a time, and that time was from the fall of Adam till Jesus came, that man was not what he was supposed to be. He was being seduced by powers and principalities of darkness, short of the glory. But when Jesus came, that was a turning point. That's just a turning point for everything. Everything became new. He came, he showed a quality of life that is not a pie in the sky, something that's unattainable, because he said, "As the Father sent me, so I sent you. The works that I do, you shall also do. As much as the Father loves me, he loves you." So everything that the prophets and everyone were waiting for was for Jesus. But the beautiful thing, when Jesus came, Jesus showed the love. He showed how it operates, how he stayed in tune and developed from baby to young man to father. And then he died so we could have it. And why is that? Because we were always destined to be children of God. And now, in his rule and reign, we are basically, when we acknowledge Jesus, we turn from darkness, we enter the kingdom, we come into the presence of the Father through the power of the Holy Spirit. We are at home. We're back in our true family now, because all about Jesus is also all about us. And that's made clear in those scriptures that I just shared with you now. But it's together with Jesus. He's the author and the perfecter of our faith. He's ruling. So, to restore all things, and then he's restored us to play a part, to run a race. That's a story. That's our name written in heaven, a unique purpose here on earth. And this is what we focus on. And that's why it's so important to know where we come from. We came from God, and that everything's been restored to us now. The Father is blessed, because he has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing, and now we can be blessed. And so we don't get seduced by this world, because that's a problem. That darkness is here like never before. It's like the devil has got his final death throes, and he's trying to get as many people in. And who's the instruments he's using? The kings of this world, Psalm 2, where rage and vanity and what's the word? The They rage and they plan in vain. Why are they planning? That's not God's plan. So when we are at home in the family and looking to God, we don't rage, we rejoice, and we don't plan in vain because we plan together with God. God is leading us. God is with us. So just know that, guys, that this all that, and now drawing close and in obedience, walking in tune with God is all that is required, not to be seduced by this darkness. So look to your Lord, listen to your Lord, walk with the Lord. To live by faith is to get faith. Faith comes. And then to live by faith is faith gets tested. It overcomes whatever there is. There's nothing that can overcome us when we understand and we look to God and we listen to Him and we take hold of His word. And then faith is realized. It becomes a reality. So God is leading His children just like the Exodus. The Exodus was to the promised land. This Exodus by the Spirit is into all the promises that He has for our life, that the blessings of the path, the plan, the purpose, the inheritance that God has got for our lives. And that is also that this earth is coming all back and we playing a part. It's all coming back to the Father's original design. Amen. So know that you included, yeah. And just know, look at the Old Testament prophecies from when Jesus came unto us, a son was given. And then the increase of His government, there was no end. That's been happening, guys. That's been happening. John writes it this way. He says, the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining. So hold to the true light. Let it capture you, keep you, motivate you, and bless you in every way. Be blessed because you are blessed.
Thank you, Jesus, for restoring our relationship and that we can cry now, Abba, Abba Father. Amen.
Amen.